It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer, who's, has managed to keep warm, I guess. You had your hat on in anyway. And
I have a hat on. Yep. You know, not my floppy ear hat. But
had a little truck started a little hard this morning, you say?
A little bit. And then the app on my phone says in battery save mode that I better drive it.
And yeah. Well, we got was it a coldest wind chill? I think I saw about 26 below here this morning. So it's warming up now, though.
You know, my dog doesn't like being outside in this weather.
No, mine doesn't either. She goes out there for about 2 seconds, does her thing, and boom, right back in. Yeah,
I made the mistake the other night of doing dishes while he was out there, and I left him out there for, you know, the 5-10 minutes it took to do dishes, and he was just covered in snow. You know, snout was full of snow. And
well, poor Rupert.
Poor Rupert.
He is being abused.
Yeah, he got cuddled up on a blanket. And
he's happy now.
Oh, yeah, he's happy.
That's good.
Yeah, good dog.
Well, we're going to salute a veteran here today, first off, right?
Of course. Today we're saluting Staff Sergeant Floyd Franklin Miller. Floyd was born on March 11th, 1931 in Lakeview, Minnesota. Passed away on April 27th, 2014. He was a Dawson area veteran for a while, but he passed away when he was living out in California. He entered active duty in the United States Air Force on June 10th, 1950 in Minneapolis. Honorably discharged 4 years later on June 9th, 1954 at Hamilton Air Force Base in California. He was an aircraft electrical systems specialist with the 41st Air Rescue Squadron out in Fort Hamilton. He spent 1 year, 11 months, and 20 days overseas in Korea during the Korean conflict. He earned the Korea Service Medal with 5 Bronze Service Stars, the National Defense Service Medal, the United Nations Service Medal. Good for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Hats off to the vets.
Absolutely.
Is the courthouse open today?
We are closed today because of Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So,
all the offices are closed up there then?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. It's a good thing I'm an old soldier. Because, courthouse is closed for the day, so that means that, all the doors are locked. Well, I have a key, so I tried getting into the courthouse, and there was some blockage on the door, or some ice blockage on the door there, in front of the door there, so it was hindering me from opening the door. I went to my truck and opened the tailgate, and the shovel I keep back there wasn't there, so I looked under the back seat of my pickup, and there's my trusty old entrenching tool. An entrenching tool, for those that never served, is basically it's a folding shovel.
Okay.
So I got that out and chipped away at the ice that was blocking the door, and of course I sent it to our maintenance director, who's a National Guard veteran, and
Linden.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I said, it's a good thing I'm an old soldier. And I had a picture of that e-tool next to the door.
I think you should have called Lyndon and got him out of bed, have him do it.
No.
Okay.
He's busy enough.
Okay, you're a nice guy.
I'm a nice guy. And I was like, I can do it myself. But like I said, it's a good thing I'm an old soldier.
That's right. Well, we're going to talk about this is a good subject for today. You're going to talk a little bit about fighting winter's chills with some warming food and drinks.
Yes, cozy and nutritious recipes to warm you from the inside out. The VA, news.va.gov has some good information, and this one was written by a couple of dietetic interns from the Ann Arbor VA healthcare system up in Michigan. Your daughter was a former dietitian for the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Yeah, when she retired from the military there, she kept working for him for a while as under private arrangement there, doing some nutrition work for the military. So
good deal.
She'll tell you that's important.
Yep. Anyway, it discusses some options to help beat the cold this season. VA has an extensive nutrition department. You know, I didn't even know this until I was looking, saw the website. they have a lot of they got a lot of recipes on the VA website, a lot of nutritious recipes for different things. When nights are long and days are cold, what we eat and drink help us stay toasty and nourished. Some people may turn to soups and stews, while others reach for warming spices to bring the heat. Either way, this season is a great time to seek recipes that keep you cozy inside and out. Soups and stews are a classic fall and winter food, and for good reason. They can be as easy or as complex as you want, with nearly infinite variety. Makes good leftovers, taste even better after the flavors have had time to develop. Soup's always better the next day.
It is.
Spice up your meals. Adding flavorful spices can also fight winter's chill. Baked pumpkin oatmeal, okay, is a make-ahead breakfast that uses pumpkin pie spice or cinnamon to bring gentle warmth. For a savory option, try Indian stir-fried cauliflower. It doesn't sound like something I would... Not for me, anyway. The dish layers ginger, coriander, turmeric, and chili for complex and delicious flavor profile. Don't forget to stay hydrated. It's easy to overlook drinking enough water when it's cold outside. Yes, drink a lot of water when you're...
Yes.
Even in cold weather.
It's important. It's my daughter always says, drink a lot of water.
A lot of water.
My wife, the nurse, drink a lot of water.
And Army.
I don't drink much water, tell you the truth. I should drink
I swear
water.
The medics in the Army, 99% of everything can be cured with drinking water and changing your socks.
Yeah, I think so. you'd think so, the way some people talk about it.
Yeah. It's easy to overlook drinking enough water when it's cold outside, especially if you're less active. Caffeine-free herbal teas and low-sodium broth are soothing options. Quick and easy cold weather drink. Try hot water with roughly chopped fresh ginger. Slow cooker mulled cider is ideal for holiday entertaining or a cozy treat just for you. Bonus, your whole house will smell like cinnamon. Soothing spice-infused golden milk gets its name from vibrant yellow turmeric. I'm guessing that's just turmeric and milk. Try it before bed or anytime you need a little extra relaxation in your day. More nutrition tips, contact your local VA to speak to the registered dietitian. If you go to news.va.gov and go to this thing, they have links to all these recipes and foods I'm talking about. So you can go to nutrition.va.gov, and that's where you can find all the recipes for different healthy and nutritious options for food. I was surprised at the amount of recipes they have for a federal website that promotes healthcare. Mm-hmm. So. Some I might try, some I may not, but it's a good, this article will be in the Austin Sentinel, the Western Guard this week. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line too.
And what would that number be?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or us open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday in the lower level of the courthouse. We are closed today. Courthouse is closed. Government center is closed except for the sheriff's office. I'm guessing banks are closed.
Yeah, post office.
Post office.
So if you're going to travel anywhere to get some services, you might want to call ahead.
I'm sure City Hall is closed.
They are closed.
Yep.
Yes.
So
radio station's open. We're open. We're always open.
You're always open.
We're always open.
Always open, it seems. But you can reach my office by phone at 598-3445.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you, Josh. And have a good Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and we'll see you again next Monday.
Well, I do plan on watching Selma when I go home. So,
all right.
It's a
good day to
Martin Luther King movie. So
good back. Good day to reflect a little bit.
Yep.
All right. We'll see you again next week.
Sounds good.
Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, with another edition of Vets Info on the Air here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.